Each year, thousands to possibly millions of pounds of trash end up in waterways around Tampa Bay. Whether it is fishing line discarded at sea, cigarette filters thrown on beaches, or plastic bags that run off into sewers, marine debris harms and kills animals such as blue crabs, brown pelicans, and turtles, pollutes water, and impacts local tourism. Sarah Herndon is Habitat Restoration Director for Tampa Bay Watch.
Marine debris, it's a problem with all of the development that we have and the tourism that we have. You know, people, it's just, garbage is a problem, you know? I mean, it's just, and it's not, a lot of times it's not intentional. I mean, sometimes, of course, it is intentional. But a lot of the times it's not intentional, you know? It's just a huge problem when you have this many people visiting and living on the water. Unfortunately, stuff is going to end up in the waters.
One of the most destructive types of marine debris is derelict crab traps. On Saturday, Tampa Bay Watch organized a derelict crab trap removal north of the Courtney Campbell Causeway. It hosts several each year. Herndon said it is important to remove these traps because even though they are no longer used by crabbers, they continue to catch and kill crabs and other marine life.
And the problem with derelict traps is that these traps just sit there and do what we call ghost fishing. So nobody's checking on the traps, nobody's releasing the crabs, nobody's taking the crabs. They're just sitting there trapping the fish, and they're just basically, you know, starving or suffocating and dying in these traps without any way to get out. We also find, you know, mullet, we found snook, we find lots of toadfish, and very, very occasionally we find, or could find, terrapins, which are a brackish water turtle, and, you know, their species, or their populations have been decimated in Tampa Bay, and one of the reasons is because they get trapped in the derelict traps and can't get out. So it's good because it helps us, you know, not only to save these poor little critters that get trapped in there, but, you know, it's also cleaning up marine debris from the environment and taking a navigational hazard out of the waters that you wouldn't otherwise see that's there.
To collect derelict crab traps that can be found in as shallow as 1 foot of water, Tampa Bay Watch teams up with the Florida Airboat Association and the U.S. Geological Survey. Airboats, unlike regular boats, are able to get into the shallow flats where many traps are located. Gary Hill, Bureau of Watercraft Safety Program Manager for the USGS and one of the airboat captains, said the weather conditions made it easy to locate and remove derelict traps.
Today was just a gorgeous day. We had light winds. Visibility of the water was very clear. We had no problem at all finding a lot of traps that were derelict just from visually seeing them. We got a total of 9 traps. Some came from as shallow as 1 foot of water, and some came from as deep as 6 feet of water. Because of the condition of the traps that we got, these were true derelict traps. They were really compressed, had been hit by outboard motors. There was very little bycatch in there. We did find some traps that had some live fish in there, and we released those fish before we brought them on board.
About 50 crab traps were removed from the bay waters north of Courtney Campbell on Saturday. Hill said efforts like these have really made a difference in improving the environment of Tampa Bay.
I live in Tampa, and I really support the environmental cause here in Tampa. Everyone I've talked with says that Tampa Bay Watch is making a real impact on the bay, from planting oyster beds to seagrass beds. People are seeing the water clarity increase around here, and they all think it's attributable to doing what we do here as volunteers and help the environment in the Tampa Bay area.
The crab trap removals typically take place during extreme low tide events during the winter, when derelict traps are most exposed. Reporting from Tampa, this is Matthew Simmental for WMNF News.